Is that Josh? Nice. No, it's a different one. So, talking about the reason, in order to understand Tzadik V'Ra'aloi and the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the Bria, we first have to understand a little bit about the Bria. And to understand about the Bria, we have to understand why Hashem create people. And we have to analyze how people, what people look like, and why does Hashem create people that way? So we see that people have chesroinus, people have deficiencies, and our goal is to perfect those deficiencies. So he says that the goal is to become is to perfect oneself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to perfect ourselves in order to have zchus and schar. Zchus is that we merit and that we the ones that do it, and the schar is that positive spiritual energy that we created through perfecting ourselves is remains as ruchnius energy that we can enjoy in Olam Haba. That is our schar in Olam Haba. That itself is a concept mentioned by Nefesh HaChaim and others. Omran and like the oil mentioned last night, who did the Einish, the other way around. The person creates the negative energy. Omran Hashem, Zeh Yisoid, Rabbis. This principle that you mentioned is very fundamental. So you're telling me this is fundamental, this is the foundation. So what are you going to build on this foundation? Once you now retroactively understand what you mean, I don't really, it sounds important, but I don't really get why. What are you doing with this? But before you go further, I want to ask, get some clarification. Why does Hashem want us to perfect ourselves and not create us to be perfect? So he says, Amar HaSeichel. Because why does Hashem create people in the first place? Atam Pasher. Let's go back to another question, which is, Lama Ratza Bari Livra and Yivroim. Why does Hashem create people in the first place? So the Neshama says, Toshav Ata, V'li Milson Neshav V'lo. Say something that I'm going to believe you. Basically. Say something, but I want to believe you when you're saying it. So Amar HaSeichel. So this is important three words. So first he tells you, I have a little humility. We're not going to necessarily get everything. So, but one thing we can understand on our level is so another principle to take home is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate mative. Because Baruch Hu is more than Hashem is Toiv. Hashem is the definition, is Toiv. Goodness. Mechoik HaToiv, who lehate the famous words. Mechoik HaToiv, the choik, the very nature of a Toiv is lehate, is to be made to others, to give good. If you are good, you want to give good. Therefore, Hashem wanted to give good. Give over the goodness that he has in him. Hashem is Toiv, and he wants to be Meitiv. So he created a Bria to be the recipients of the Toiv that he has to give. Therefore, livering Nivroim to create creatures, in order for him to be able to be Meitiv to them. Because if no one can receive the Toiv, then I can't be Meitiv of it. I can't give it over if there's nobody to receive it. But in order to have hatava shleima, which means a full goodness, the best way, these are all famous principles, but it's like you've heard it, but here's where it's being fleshed out. So he says, the best way, if I want to be mated to someone, if I want to be good to someone, is to help them earn the goodness that I'm going to give them. Because one thing takes away from someone appreciating goodness is the embarrassment of having received it for free. So if I could at the same time give it to them and take away the negativity that comes along with getting a free gift, then I've given the ultimate HaTov. Ki oz you ohein bale atoyavu, then they really owned it. They earned it. V'lo yishar lem boishes panim bekabalam tov. And then they will not have any boishes in the receipt of the chesed. K'mishim kabal tzedakah. So you're taking away that it's not considered having received tzedakah. Now ze amru man da'ochel v'lav dilei. Someone that eats something which is not his, bois listakuli ba'ape, is embarrassed to look in the face of the giver. So imagine, the greatest tov in the world is to receive tov from Hashem. But if I gave it to you for free, then you don't want to take it. So I have to figure out a way to give you the greatest level of tov with taking away the problem that comes along with free, with getting it for free. So he says, the neshama says, you did a good job. I understand that. Tam yisya'ashim, believe me. Now continue. So now we create, that's why we created people. Now that we understand why we created people, now we'll understand why you have to earn your keep. And this brings us to the understanding why people are created with deficiencies, which they need to be mashlim. So what is shleimus? So you have to perfect yourself. So what does that mean? Maybe that means lifting weights until you could do 500, I don't know. What does it mean to perfect yourself? There's very many ways that we're deficient. So what does it mean to perfect oneself? Like Chassam Chafetz Chaim says, Borei nefashos rabbos, Hashem, we say, bracha, Hashem created many of the chesronim and the deficiencies. So we bless Hashem for our deficiencies. So Hashem says a pshat because if everyone could do everything, then no one would ever have to come on to each other. So there would be no sense of community or of give and take. There's no hierarchy of anything. There has to be some sort of chain. So not just an animal kingdom. Amongst people also. So if the shoemaker could also make bread and clothes, so then everyone's independent. But like this, the shoemaker only knows how to make shoes, but the guy who knows how to weave garments can make clothing, and the guy who knows how to make wine can make wine, and the guy who knows how to make bread makes bread. Now everyone needs each other. So now that creates the need for one another. So my point is, so maybe shleimus means that no, I have to learn how to make bread, wine. What does it mean shleimus? What are we talking about? So I want to show. Aval chashev ani shayatzarich lahavin ma'u hashleimus shiagi lo ha'adam kishehishlam avadosay v'shavas mimlach. The shavas namin lafer calls that she is karen. Since the neshama says, I need to understand better what type of shleimus you're talking about. V'atam lo zeh pashur mavor ki aloi zeh shiyaseg ha'adam levasoif. Whatever shleimus, when you get there and I tell you, oh, you got it, now I know what I was missing in the first place. Right? Who much a chaser mipetchila? When you finish a chaser mimenu, who tzarf lehishtadl l'knoisei. So therefore, the way for us to understand what we have to do in this world is to understand what is it that we're missing and what's the definition of shleimus that we have to achieve. Okay, then he says a complicated paragraph here. So Amar Asecha Kendi Bar to Amnon. So this is a little complicated here. Amar Hashleim was Nuchal Lahavin Oisoi Ata Bechlal V'loi Beprat. Elisha B'daitenu Oisoi Bechlal Novin L'mafreya HaChisroinus Beprat. Kya Koponim Kol Chisroinu V'hed Hashleim was. So he says, I'm not going to discuss the details. I'm going to discuss the broader picture. So I'm going to explain to you the broader picture. And when we understand the broader picture, you'll be able to put into, you'll understand why you need the details as well. So let's say, for example, I tell someone I need something. Okay. I didn't tell them what I need. That means I'm lacking something. I need you to make me something. And what I need from you, you can take everything in this bag and use everything in this bag to create for me what I need. Okay. And I still don't know what you need and how I'm gonna do it for you. Okay. Now, do you need a soup? Do you need a cake? So I open up and there's like ingredients. Okay. So now I'm like closer, but I still don't really know. And I don't know why you put in there these different ingredients. I don't really understand everything. So I could tell you, well, this ingredient is good for the base, and this ingredient is good to add a little bit of sweetness. And this one adds a little bit of, texture. And that's the, okay, but what am I making for you? Am I making sourdough, or am I making, a Lakshinkolo? I still didn't get clarity. So what I have to do is I have to go back and tell you, no, I want a birthday cake. Now you go back into the bag and say, oh, you want a birthday cake. Now I understand what all the ingredients are for. So I tell you, there's a mitzvah of tefillin and tzitzis. I don't really understand what the purpose of tefillin and tzitzis is. But if now it says, he says, if I could tell you on the broader scale, no, there's an inyan of dveikus and a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's an inyan of ruchnius that you have to achieve, and you're missing that. And therefore, in order to be mashal yourself, you have to do those things. You have to reach a certain level of shlemus in your spirituality. Okay, so now I can go back and now I've been understanding what each ingredient is there to be mashal. The tefillin's gonna help my arms and my machshava and my tzitzis gonna help my ma'asim and my zechir. So then everything starts to make sense. So he says that's what we're gonna do. We're not gonna discuss right now the ingredients. We're not gonna discuss the protein. We're gonna discuss the klolim. What is it on the big picture that we're missing that Hashem wants us to be mashlim? So the neshama says back, "Emor mashata imer." Good. Let's talk about it. So he says, the line. He says, "Hashleimus hazeh pashutu min hamikra u min hasvara." The shleimus that we're talking in the sefer, the zois chav dalet. So he says, "The shleimus that we're talking, hushia adam mizdabek b'kedushas yizbarach v'nene mehasagas kvoidoi b'lishum b'neya u'mafrid." So let's go over those words. We'll finish with this for the week. That a person should be mizdabek in the kedusha of Hashem. Children should cling to the Kedusha of Hashem, v'nene me'hasagas kvoidai, and appreciate and get hana, benefit and enjoyment from the understanding and the connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, b'li shum b'neya u'mafrid u'ma'akiv, without having any hefsekim at all, any chatzitzes, any hefsek between them. That is, like it says, a pasuk, Oz tis'anag al Hashem. That's what we say on Shabbos. So that is the dveikus that we're talking. That's the shlemus we're talking. He's going to go and explain a little bit more about that. And eventually, he'll explain how each mitzvah, I'm not even in this sefer, Derech Hashem, he does it more. But what the concept of the mitzvahs are and the tzivuyim are in that context of getting us to this point of achieving more shlemus. So that the idea of achieving the shlemus is that connection and appreciation and living with a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay,
In the
so
beginning,
we're moving
there was a
along.
dialogue. Who was the dialogue between?
Dialogue is between the natural instincts of a person to do what makes sense, to do what they see, what they understand, and the seichel, which is more the spiritual part, which tells the person, no, let's do things with a big better understanding. So it's basically the two parts of the person. It's the spiritual and the physical.
Go ahead. Thank you,
Shkach.
Rabbi.